Exclusive, Pennsylvania Republican Jim Bognick blasts Biden. Advocates for America First Agenda. By Spencer Lindquist on May 7, 2022. Jim Bognick, a Trump-endorsed Republican congressional candidate for Pennsylvania's 8th District, joined Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM with host Matthew Boyle to discuss the America First agenda and the need to stop Democrat politicians like Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and his opponent Matt Cartwright. Bognick voiced support for former President Trump's America First policies, speaking on the importance of finishing the border wall and bringing economic growth to eastern Pennsylvania. Bognick spoke on the state of the 8th District, saying that support for the Biden agenda is falling apart in the district, which is pro-gun, pro-life, and culturally conservative. Bognick, a veteran of the Trump administration, decried the radicalism of his opponent, remarking, "Plain and simple, Matt Cartwright is Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's lapdog." Bognick continued, noting that Cartwright is a member of the House Progressive Caucus and votes with Pelosi 100% of the time, and calling him a defund the police lunatic before blasting Democrat politicians who have cut the knees out from our law enforcement. Listen. Boyle discussed the runaway inflation and the wide-open border of the Biden administration before asking Bognick to address the most pivotal issues facing Pennsylvania. Bognick cited the fentanyl crisis and illegal immigration, saying, "We have fentanyl coming into northeastern Pennsylvania and killing high school students here left and right. We have illegal immigrants that either come in through the southern border or sneak in through New York City, overstay their visa, and come to northeast Pennsylvania." Bognick noted his primary opponent has let in illegal immigrants as mayor and refused to support Trump's border wall. Boyle discussed the tragedy of the fentanyl epidemic, the real pandemic, before asking Bognick how he would approach the crisis. Bognick said, "We stop it by getting serious about people who want to kill us," citing organizations in Mexico and China that profit from peddling fentanyl. The Trump-endorsed candidate added, "It all starts with getting serious about securing our border, because as Trump says, if you don't have a border, you don't have a country." Boyle noted that Bognick was one of the first people to call for a travel ban on China, asking how he would hold China accountable. Bognick responded, asserting that the Chinese Communist Party is the greatest threat to our freedom that we've ever encountered, and advocating for a better, more equipped military in the Pacific Ocean. He contended that we need to use every tool in our economic toolbox to make China pay. Bognick remarked that inflation is destroying people's lives and destroying people's purchasing power. He pledged to help stop the spending that is exacerbating inflation, pointing out that Joe Biden, Matt Cartwright, Nancy Pelosi have done $5 trillion of deficit spending. The Trump-endorsed candidate also spoke on the need to create jobs and become energy independent by unleashing Pennsylvania's energy potential, saying that liberal politicians would rather buy it from Russia and Saudi Arabia and Venezuela, countries that hate us, than buy it from Pennsylvania. Bognick added that people in Biden's hometown of Scranton are waking up because in Joe Biden's hometown, people are turning their backs on him. Bognick asserted, "If we are able to beat Joe Biden's lapdog Matt Cartwright in his home district, it will be national news for a month."